This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So nose picking has now gotten its own headline. And people picking their noses might want to stop. Now, why do we pick our noses? Why, you know, even adults. Adults pick their nose. Adults have told me, yeah, I was picking my nose. That's why I'm bleeding. Like, why are you picking your nose? Well, I just can't stop. So people pick their noses. Let's just look at the psychology of the nose. Okay. First, sometimes you feel like something's in there. So you don't want to have something in there. It's very sensitive, so you want to get it out. Me, before I leave the house or before I leave the car, I look up to make sure I don't have any boogers, okay? I live in a very dry climate in southern Nevada, and so I don't want crusties on my nose. I don't think it looks good on video, so I'll look in my mirror, and then I'll clean out whatever. I don't go far, but if I think I have a boogie right there, I'm going to clean it, get out of my car, and go about my day. But some people really get up in there, and there are pieces that are up in there that they get. Either it's bothering them, either they feel like it's moving when they breathe, or the psychology of people liking to, you know, stick fingers in holes. You have a hole. You know, how many of you stick your finger in your ear? I don't like to put my fingers in my ears, but if my ear is itchy, sometimes I might, you know, stick my finger in my ear. I use these earbuds now, and I think they make your ears more itchy because they dry up the wax. And so, you know, but some people, they're sticking their fingers in their ears just because it's a hole. The other thing that I think psychologically might play a factor into why people pick their nose is people like to find things and dig things out, and they think it's cool. So they're sitting there, they're bored, they're able to find something in their nose and go, oh, there, look what I pulled out, wow. And it's like an exploration sort of itch that gets scratched. People are exploring their body. They don't want to explore the rectum, the anus, because they already kind of know what's coming up there. But it's always a guess as to what kind of a boogie is it. Is it a soft one? Is it super green? Is it flaky? You know, does it have a shape? So something. And then you have some people that like the taste of their boogers, and they pick them so they can eat them because they like the salt. So nose picking is something that is pretty common. Well, now I think a lot of people are going to stop because there's a study suggesting, and I honestly, this is really far-fetched, but I get what they're saying, and they're right. They're saying that if you pick your nose, you might be at higher risk for Alzheimer's, right? And now that doesn't make you stop. I don't know what will. So what happened is these scientists, what they did, their study looked at mice. And the nasal epithelium of a mouse. And if the nasal epithelium was compromised, they found that bacteria could get in. They found that the bacteria could get in and climb the olfactory nerve up to the brain, bypassing the blood-brain barrier, and the bacteria could get into the brain in like a shortcut, like carpal lane. So as this freeway, it's hard to stop it, and they found within 3 days it being able to travel that quickly. Well, what does that bacteria do? Well, not everybody will get super, super sick from these bacteria that come through our nose, or chlamydia pneumonia is the one that they studied. Chlamydia pneumonia has been known to cause respiratory infections, including pneumonia. But when the brain sees that there's bacteria or inflammation, the brain may react by making beta amyloid accumulation. Now, beta amyloid accumulation is the hallmark of Alzheimer's. So the scientists in mice found this production in the brains of mice, And they're like, there's a chance that, you know, we need to now study this in humans. So, in essence, if you pick your nose and you upset the integrity of the nasal epithelium, bugs could get in, climb through the brain easier, and then the brain, as a protective mechanism, might build more protein. And the beta amyloid not only build it, but deposit it. So authors looked at mice, and within weeks to months of intranasal inoculation of chlamydia pneumoniae, they found the bacteria to infect the olfactory and trigeminal nerves, olfactory bulb, and the brain within 3 days. And this olfactory nerve offers a short pathway to the brain. I have an article on this so you could see it. It's fascinating the way the anatomy is. And it's like probably the shortest way to the brain for a bug. Now, mice don't pick their nose. So how are they able to recreate a nose picking in a mouse? Well, they use methimazole to degenerate the nasal epithelium. And they said that injury to the nasal epithelium resulted in increased peripheral nerve and olfactory bulb infection. It did not necessarily alter the general CNS infection. But chlamydia pneumoniae was able to infect the peripheral nerve, the CNS glia, and the nerves extending could be passed for the C. pneumonia to rapidly get there. So just injury to the nasal epithelium was one thing, but getting that bacteria in there and it climbing up caused the damage. So your nasal epithelium does a variety of things. You know, one is it has like little cilia and hair. The purpose of your nose is to filter your air and prevent bad things from coming into your respiratory system or the brain. And so that's why you have boogers. That's why we tell people don't necessarily clean out all your boogers. If you can't breathe through your nose, you might have to do like a mild nose blow. Or you might have to do a saline wash or a sterile water, distilled water wash. Don't use tap water. But the mucus is sticky. The mucus is gummy. So the reason why you have it is because as bugs come in, they get caught on the mucus. That's why we tell you to blow your nose. See, some people think they have to pick their nose to be therapeutic to get the stuff out. A simple nose blow will do, or a sterile or distilled water wash will do. You don't necessarily have to use your finger. Keep in mind, your fingers have bacteria on them. So your finger isn't sterile, so you're sticking your finger up in there. But if you do, need to clean out your nose, mild, you know, maybe like a little pat, you know, with a cloth, but don't be digging in there. And again, if you do a nasal wash or rinse, don't use tap water. Use sterile water or specifically designed purified wash. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data insights seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so salary transparency laws are kind of the next big thing where businesses need to post the range of what they're going to pay you before you get the job. How many of you got a job and you said, this is the rate I want, and then it was lower, but they said, but don't worry, you'll make more than that because you'll be bonused and all that, and you never did? And I've been lied to. A lot of us have been lied to. So these transparency laws are existing such that if you apply for a job, you know pretty much what you are going to make. So they can't do this bait and switch. So on one end, this is huge for employees that are being interviewing for a job and hopefully being able to get what they expect they are getting when they agreed to go to that job as opposed to another. On the flip side, business groups and advocates are like, okay, this is going to be a problem. Because once a job is posted and the pay rate, those who got the job pre-COVID or during COVID or that might not be making that rate, then they're going to want to make that rate, understandably so. So then jobs are going to deal with people walking out or them needing to raise everybody. Now, pay equality is what, you know, most legislators want to go for, where everybody gets the same for the same job. The problem is, and this is what, and I'll tell you what businesses are going to have to do. The problem is you have some individuals that, when they interviewed, they didn't ask for that much. So you're interviewing and they go, okay, well, how much do you need to make? You know, I need to make $20 an hour. Okay. Then you know what? We're going to pay you $20 an hour for this. Can you start Monday? Somebody else walks in going, I'm not taking anything less than $25. So if you want me, you got to pay $25. Well, we needed you, so fine. We'll pay you $25. So now you have two people making less, whether they're both women or men or man, woman, or but now you have two people doing the same job, but because one person asked for more during the interview, they got more. So is it that we now don't ask and we don't try to negotiate? And is it that we should just go, okay, well, what does it pay? We were taught to never do that. We were taught to never say, well, what does it pay? You need to know that roughly ahead of time so then you can negotiate for a higher rate. The other issue we have is many individuals that have the job that are coming to work, they are manning the fort when other people are job hesitant. So employers are like, okay, we got to do something to sweeten the pie. We got to get new people. So they've been raising the rates at Target, Walmart. Well, existing workers are like, well, then what the hell are we? We've been here. We've been working. So really, so somebody new, you're going to pay $3-$4 an hour more? So the employees are right in terms of being upset about that. But employers are like, how do we afford this? So then the other issue you have is moving up. You'll have some people that have gotten bonused because they did certain things. They made certain milestones. So they may be making more than somebody being hired because they've been there longer, because they've been bonused. They made extra, they hit extra milestones, yet they are of the same job title. So if you have an auditor and you have two auditors, but they're making different money, then that employer is going to, they better have the documentation to show why that person's making more. So this could be very interesting in how this all works out. It sounds fantastic on the outset, but business groups, including, because this is one in New York, they're going to require employers to disclose the salary range for every job, promotion, and transfer opportunity advertised. I mean, you could have somebody that stinks. You can't promise them promotion day one. You need to show that there's room, that there's opportunity. But if somebody is not a team player, if somebody is not going to do their work, then, you can't necessarily pre-promise them that they're going to get promoted. Business groups, including New York's five borough chambers of commerce, have argued that the law could create dissatisfaction in the workforce and demands to adjust existing pay scales that the employer may be unable to afford. The groups wrote in a letter to the New York City Council during the labor shortage or in the context of achieving diversity goals, the posted maximum may be significantly higher than the historically salary ranges. Colorado was the first to adopt a salary transparency law in 2019. Then came Colorado, Maryland, Nevada, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Washington, and then cities like Cincinnati and Toledo, Ohio. So in some cases, employers have to share the information upon request or after an interview with exemptions for small businesses. In other cases, employers must have to post salary ranges. So these transparency laws vary. So, like, for example, Target, we heard in my area Target was offering $25. Well, if the range they said is $23.75 an hour to $40.40 an hour. Well, now people are going to say you got some explaining to do. You can make $40 an hour at Target? How? So this is what I suggest businesses do. Because what I don't want is businesses saying, you know what, I can't be paying you all $40 an hour. this isn't going to work. So, you know, we need to hit certain diversity milestones. We have to hire more women. If you are, you know, if you don't fit those and now you want more money, we're going to probably let you go. So we have more money to do, you know, to do what we need to do under the new transparency laws. I'm hoping that jobs will say, okay, you know what? This is the new range. So everybody we have will now get that range. I don't think it's going to happen. The other thing that's going to tick people off is somebody who is making $40 an hour at Target might have been doing it because they were there for 15 years. And they're going to be like, okay, hell no. That means all I had to have done was wait until now and I could have made the same money. No way. I built up. It took me years to make this amount. So salaries are changing drastically because of laws, because of inflation, because of labor shortages. So what you need to do as an employer is you cannot get caught doing pay inequality. And trust me, a lot of it was not blatant. You might have had a man demand that this is their hiring salary as opposed to a woman you hired the week before. And she only asked for a certain amount, which was lower. Pay discrepancies happen a lot of times because people are asking for a certain amount. And the less you ask for, the less you get. So what jobs need to do is say, look, we don't negotiate rate. This is what we're offering. This is what everybody makes in this level. That's just what it is. That's how it works with the government. They have GS levels. So if you're going to be a GS4 or a GS7, then that's what you make. There's no negotiating. That's what GS4s make all across the nation. That's what GS7s make. So you will get that. You can't negotiate your rate. And then if there is promotions or bonuses, don't tie that into their hourly wage. Now, a lot of people do. A lot of people will, rather than a Christmas bonus, change it to a wage. And the reason why they do that is because I've seen this a lot of times, people will get the Christmas bonus and forget about it. And then it's February. And they're like, man, I'm only making $20 an hour. Yet if they were bumped up to 22 as their Christmas bonus, now they're not complaining in January or February because they're making $22 an hour instead of 20. So a lot of jobs are like, why don't we just, rather than Christmas bonus, give everybody a raise? And then that protects us from May or June, people asking for more money because they got the raise. I could see how that works. The problem is now you have somebody that got a raise, and now you have somebody else that might not have got. So it's difficult. So document everything. Anytime an employee is going to make more, make sure those milestones or those benchmarks are consistent. This person did 200 audits or whatever. This person, had this amount in sales. And then those benchmarks are pretty consistent. Nobody could say that you're being unfair. Nobody could say you're underpaying. Nobody could say you are being discriminatory if everybody who made that benchmark is getting that amount of pay. But everything has to be written down. And if you do have individuals where one asks for more, one asks for less, You have to bring everybody up to the same amount, which is going to be frustrating. There's going to be a lot of veteran workers upset that it took them years to make that much, and the new person gets to walk right in and make more. I get it. It's not easy. So it'll be interesting to see what the transparency laws do, but I think it is a positive. Because I've been hired and offered a certain amount and then not get it. And they said, well, no, because you're going to make bonuses. You're going to make more. And then there was never a bonus structure. So the BS does happen a lot. And now you're stuck in a contract. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Formal charges are expected later today against the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband last week.
So right now it's specifically the striking of Mr. Pelosi's head with the hammer in a very violent manner that has led us to believe that we will file attempted murder charges.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins saying it plans to file criminal charges against the 42-year-old later Monday. A large financial treat could be yours tonight as the Powerball jackpot stands at $1 billion. No one hit the top prize Saturday, and this will be the second largest Powerball prize in the game's history. The last time someone won the jackpot was August 3rd. Tickets are sold in 45 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. A quiet day in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate not in session. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember I told you people did not find Disneyland to be the happiest place on earth this weekend when I was there? Apparently Shanghai's Disney Resort had to close abruptly with visitors stuck inside. We're being told that Shanghai's Disney Resort abruptly suspended operations on Monday to comply with COVID-19 prevention measures. Visitors at the time of the announcement were directed to stay in the park until they return a negative test for the virus. Now, if I had to be, you know, quarantined in any particular area, I would think, you know, Disney wouldn't be that bad, although the food is kind of expensive. So that is interesting. But the resort said, this was 11:39 local time, that it would immediately shut the main theme park and surrounding areas, including its shopping street, until further notice to comply with the virus curbs. The Shanghai government, according to CNN, said on its official WeChat account the park was barring people from entering or exiting and that all visitors inside the site would need to await the results of their tests before they could leave. Anyone who had visited the park since October 27th would need to test for COVID 3 times in 3 days. The theme park continued to operate rides for visitors stuck in the park during the closure. It's according to social media. A Shanghai Disney Resort spokesperson said the resort was still operating limited offerings and that they were following measures in line with guidelines from Chinese health authorities. The resort had on Saturday said that it had started operating with a reduced workforce to comply with COVID measures. They reported Shanghai reported 10 locally transmitted cases for October 30th, but none of those symptoms had none of those patients had symptoms. So I guess you're stranded at Disney and you have to stay there. And mind you, a lot of people could test positive and not have symptoms. So how do you get to work? How do you get to your family? They say the closure marks the latest disruption for the Shanghai Disney Resort. It was shut for 3 months during the lockdown earlier this year. The park was also closed for 2 days last year in November, with 30,000 visitors stuck inside after authorities ordered all of them to be tested in a contact tracing exercise. So people were trying to rush to the gate. They were already locked. Because once people found out on social media, they were like, okay, let's get the hell out of here, and they couldn't. Now, Reuters was not able to verify the authenticity of the videos, and the Shanghai Disney Resort did not respond when asked how many visitors were locked inside. Local authorities across China have continued to impose abrupt and extreme measures to cut any possibility of virus transmission, and the Universal Resort of the country's capital, Beijing, reopened on Monday after a 5-day closure, which was also prompted by virus measures. So this is some scary stuff where you're going with the family to Disney, like I did. But I went assuming that I could come home. Imagine being there and then all of a sudden you're locked. That's going to kill business because I think other people are going to realize I need to be home. If you have a family member that, you know, an older individual that you want to care for and you have to now I am just so glad we don't live there. We don't have those types of lockdown rules. But man, we are, I think, really going too far when it comes to this COVID. Now, where are we on where COVID came from? The U.S. Senate is now saying it's a highly possibility that it was leaked from a lab, which is what we said day one. Well, apparently, reports detail that there was, quote, a grave situation and severe consequences at the Wuhan Institute around the time the virus emerged. These are coded messages we're being told by Daily Mail that were hidden within reports from the Chinese lab at the Center of COVID Origin Theories. They say this may provide new evidence that the virus leaked before causing a global pandemic that killed millions. I'm of the belief that this happened end of summer 2019. Toy Reed, an expert in quote-unquote official speak, which is used by Chinese elites, believes updates from the Wuhan Institute of Virology sent weeks before the first official case of COVID in China. See, weeks before the first official cases, and everybody tries to say it was January, but, I think the official cases happened in the fall, so weeks before would have been end of summer. He said that it details an ongoing crisis at the lab that Xi Jinping may have been dealing with personally. Reed was part of a team that put together a U.S. Senate report backing the lab leak theory, uncovered documents from mid-November 2019 that contained cryptic references to a grave situation, hidden dangers, and severe consequences. The same documents describe how a high-level Beijing official visited the lab, bearing important oral remarks and written instructions from Xi Jinping. Now, it's impossible to know exactly what was discussed. Reed said three other experts agreed the documents appear to reference an ongoing crisis that just so happened to take place before Wuhan was overrun by COVID. So this is another piece of suspicious documentation that makes us wonder if they knew about this. They said, oops. And again, I'm of the thinking that this was more accidental than on purpose. I know a lot of people out there think that China might have wanted to try to, you know, shrink the population, or China was, you know, working on a bioweapon and said, let's just try it out and see what happens. I'm leaning more towards there were slipshod protocols and this was a goof. This leaked because that's what Singapore ruled with the first SARS outbreak out of China, where it was a lab accident, and then a lab accident caused a few other people to die the following year after the pandemic was done. So I would not be surprised if, again, they never corrected, you know, bad practices, and sadly, you know, had, you know, people not following protocol. But it is interesting, and it could still be. Well, that's there as a cover-up to make it look like an accident. We could all be fooled going, look, let's make it look like it was a lab leak, because that's still better than us looking like we did this on purpose. So let's take our slap on a wrist, you know, but because it could be worse, you know, being looked upon as another way. So this is a 500-page report, the United States Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions had put together. They made a 35-page summary, and the summary does not include all the evidence, but it did conclude that COVID, quote, most likely leaked from a lab, and that evidence pointing to a natural spillover is still missing. Meaning a natural spillover, well, you know, we're too close to the bats, and so something happened where the bats ended up, you know, infecting humans. The spillover from a zoonotic illness still hasn't been, there hasn't been enough data to say that's what happened. Mind you, originally this virus could have come from bats decades ago. But how did the COVID pandemic start? Is it because we were screwing around? Was it that, you know, being stuck in a lab, the virus changes because it's not in its natural habitat? So, you know, COVID. I've had patients, more patients calling with COVID than flu. COVID's still here. Their first at-home test a lot of times is negative. So when you're sick, if you take an at-home test, it doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. We have a lot of individuals where it comes out that you know, it was the second test or the fourth test or the fourth day that finally showed up positive. So just kind of be aware that if you do have symptoms of COVID, or another illness, a COVID test doesn't necessarily rule these things out. I would try, and I don't know if these test kits are out there for flu, COVID, RSV. They do have them manufactured. I don't think they're very easily able to purchase. I don't think we have home flu tests, but I would recommend you get those. As patients call in, they want to be started on an antiviral, either an antiviral for flu or an antiviral for COVID. Well, those are two different medications, and we can't tell over the phone. So we have to send you to urgent care to get tested, and then it prescribed, or to the health department. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room. All right, we might as well bring it up. We might as well talk about it. We talk about everything on this show. So how many of you guys went out and bought your Halloween candy yet for Halloween? And when you did, were you shocked by the sticker? And went through sticker shock. So Halloween candy is something you have to buy for Halloween. You don't get to eat it. You give it out. And you think you calculate it right. I saw there was a bag where, like, for 50 pieces, it was like $7. And I'm thinking, okay, well, in my neighborhood, we might get about 200 kids. But you can't just give out one piece. You like to give out a handful. You don't just give out a piece, you give a handful. So I'm going to be giving out 3 to 4 pieces. If that one bag is only going to give me about 11, 12 handfuls, and there's going to be about 200 people, I need to count. And then you're like, oh, whoa. So then you go, well, you know what, maybe I'm not going to do the chocolate. Maybe we'll do the dum-dums. Nobody wants dum-dums. Maybe we'll do the sweet tarts. And you start looking at these bags of candy, and you're like, that's not enough. Now, I'm usually at a Halloween party, so I'm not at home. But I like to have candy for my neighbors. So the nights I'm not home, what I do is, because I don't have time to make bags for all the neighbors, because we live in a neighborhood, there's tons, and I don't even know where everybody is. And nowadays, does anybody want a bag that's sitting there on their doorstep that they don't know where it's from? And since people kind of know, you know, who I am and where I live, just because it says Dr. Dahlia, I don't want anybody, I tell everybody, if there's something that says it's from Dahlia or Dr. Dahlia or the waxes, don't open it, because that's not me. Okay, I'm not putting anything by your door that's food. I don't trust it. It's not going to be from me. So what I usually do is if I'm at a party or I'm at a friend's house, I'll leave a big bowl of candy. Well, each year, somebody just dumps the whole bowl. It's hundreds of dollars of candy, and they take it all. So then when people come, they go, oh, it's gone. And I know people are thinking, I bet Dahlia puts an empty bowl there. And I bet she puts an empty bowl there and goes, oh, it's all gone. No, I don't. I fill the sucker up. And then also, I buy the bowl. It's a Halloween bowl. It's a decorated bowl. That's all gone. And so, you know, I've been kind of rethinking what to do. Yeah, tonight is the Browns game, the Bengals-Browns game. And I am being asked to work, because they really have a lot of people sick with flu and COVID. And so I don't know if I might just go to my studio tonight here and work and see patients online while watching the game, or if I'm going to go to my friend's house and watch the game and help them with the trick-or-treaters. But I got to tell you, it's not easy. And I want to buy the candy, but I don't want to buy hundreds of dollars of candy that I'm not there to pass out and that somebody just steals. You know, I'm buying the candy for people to trick-or-treat and have an experience with. What I really want to do one year, if I don't have to work or if we're not invited to a party, what I really want to do is be out there with the TV so we can watch the game if there's a game on, have the wine, have the, you know, the brandy, the schnapps, the whiskey, whatever, have some mixers because the parents come by trick-or-drinking, you fill up their drink, you know, the kids get the candies, the parents get some alcohol, you know, we sit there, we kick back, we giggle, and you know, I love the concept of trick-or-treat, I love seeing what everybody wears and all that, but the funny thing is I'm seeing a lot of homes in my neighborhood not decorated. There's only a handful of homes that have decoration. So I don't know what these kids are going to get tonight. And when I'm hearing that people are saying, I'm not going to pass out candy, I'm going to shut off the lights of my house, Halloween is making a definite change. It's changing. My question to you all is, how much did you spend on Halloween candy, and are you going to be giving out Halloween candy? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think it is really, really cool when you have these families that have these big, huge candy bars. So I used to take my kids to the fancy neighborhoods that have a friend who was rich. So we'd go to the rich neighborhoods because you could get big, huge candy bars. And I'm thinking to myself, if a candy bar is a buck a bar, you know, you're spending a lot of money. But I'm looking at these little candies. You're already spending, you know, a quarter to half a buck. Maybe just give out, you know, one nice big candy bar that's all nicely wrapped and it, you know, you could tell if it's been messed with. We're going to talk about Halloween safety tips in the next hour because you really can't trust a lot of things out there now that cannabis edibles look like candy. Fentanyl could look like candy, could look like sweet tarts. In fact, some of the fentanyl are in actual, they've caught smugglers with candy in Whopper, with fentanyl looking candy in Whopper boxes, in sweet tart boxes. So we need to really be careful and look at the children's candy. But from a dispensing standpoint, I feel bad for these kids because, you know, when I went trick or treating, it was all the houses. There was rarely a house. And if the house was dark, you were like, well, that's odd. Now most of the houses look dark. And I'm hearing from people that are like, look, I'm not going to be around on Halloween, so I'm not giving out candy. And I understand why. They don't want to open the door. They don't want to spend the money on candy. And they want to watch the game. So it's a shame. I really think Halloween is taking a big change. COVID really changed a lot of things because now nobody wants to touch something another person touched. Well, what a lot of parents do, or you know, when you go to the house, is they give the bowl so you could grab. But if everybody's grabbing, it's still not sterile. These aren't sterile candy wrappers. Bobbing for apples is ridiculous. That's an old, old tradition. I don't think anybody should be putting their mouth on something somebody else put their mouth on in a bucket of water with their hands tied behind their back. I don't like bobbing for apples. I think that's stupid. But going up to a stranger, going up to a stranger's house, we just don't want to do that anymore. If it's a neighborhood, you know, that's one thing. But going up to a stranger's house, knocking on a door where an adult could grab your kid, you know, now parents are, you know what, I trick-or-treated with my kids, even as they were teenagers, not because I wanted to watch them trick-or-treating, but because, you know, I was checking out the houses, seeing how they decorated, getting some wine. I went trick-or-drinking too. And it was, but my kids never went trick-or-treating alone. Cause I didn't know if somebody was going to scoop them up. It's, you know, I mean, now they don't want to trick-or-treat anymore. And I'm like, oh man, you know, where am I going to get my candy? But Halloween is taking its turn. If candy is expensive, and with the recession and inflation, people are like, look, I'm going to save the money. If crime is going up and people don't want to open their door, if people don't want to decorate, they're not decorating. I mean, I've got some Christmas decorations and lights for the house. I don't know where they are because I bought them on sale earlier last year, so I got to find them. But maybe a lot of people, they're just in money-saving mode. So that's going to make Halloween change. And then people don't know their neighbors anymore. We don't live in neighborhoods where we grew up with the kids and they all go to the same school. Everybody's moving. Now, maybe it's because I'm not back east and I'm in the Southwest. But in the Southwest, our next door neighbor has moved. We are on our fourth neighbor. Now, one of the neighbors died, but I think it's a rental home and people just keep coming in there. So we don't even know who our next door neighbors are. We have a couple of them that have been there since the beginning, but we don't, you know, our neighbors keep changing. Now maybe it's because they see me in my underwear, you know, cause I go out to get the mail and things like that. It's a, like, you know, and it's boxers, but you know, see me without my makeup and my underwear is not, you know, the most fun. Maybe they're like, God, you know, what's going on with the neighborhood? This neighborhood's going to trash. But for the most part, I just think people, neighborhoods and community is not like what it used to be. So for those of you who think that your neighbors are going to, you know, not really do the festivities because of money or, you know, there are other ways to do it, like, you know, through church or friends' neighborhoods or, you know, but find a neighborhood that's safe when you go trick-or-treating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.